Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to see you here on Instagram. Right, where are you there? Facebook there. We're trying to do everything live all at once. Love hanging out. If you are joining us, what am I trying to say? If you are joining us on the podcast or on YouTube, we do these bad boys live every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific. And I try to do my best to say hey to everyone out there. So feel free to join us so we can have more fun. If you're live, say hey, give me a shout out. So I can see you. That said, today we are going to do a listener request. We had, but no one told me who it is. Lindsay, if you know who this person is that requested it, let me know. But how to get more residential clients specifically. We talk a lot about how to get clients in general. Today, we're going to do specific on residential. And then Thursday on our next live at 10 o'clock Pacific, we're going to talk about how to get commercial clients specifically. And we're going to have our special guest, Jared, who does our internal Facebook and is a great guy. So let's jump in. The problem is for most of you residential owners of cleaning companies is you know how to get clients, just not on purpose and just not over and over again, right? So sometimes they show up, sometimes they don't. There's some repeat and referrals sometimes there's not. And it's Tidy and Cleaning says, hey, Mike, I like this topic. Yeah, I'm so glad to have you. Glad you dig the topic. It's a big one, right? Because honestly, there's really only two problems most of us have in this business, and it's getting clients and getting employees. So sorry, Instagram, trying to keep you guys where we're at. If we can figure out the getting clients part, we can figure out the getting employees part. This is kind of an easy business. So the thing that we get stuck with is, hey, Evie Lynn, good to see you, sister. The thing we get stuck with is we know how to get clients, but oftentimes not on purpose. And the problem with that is you'll never get the freedom that you want or the ability to scale like you want unless you have an RSD system, repeatable, scalable, dependable RSD system to attract clients. And a lot of us have a system, and for those of you who can't see me, I'm doing huge air quotes, which is I hustle, and work, and sometimes I get clients, and sometimes I don't, and that's my system, right? And that is a system. It's not a system that you want. It's not a system that's going to get you where you want to be, but it is indeed a system. So let's dive in how to do this so you can do something on purpose and get the clients that you want when you want them and be able to have it RSD, repeatable, scalable, dependable. All right. Before we jump into exactly what to do, we've got to get a couple ground rules that are going to make this work for you. One, we've got to kill forever the idea that anyone who has money and gives you some sort of indication at some point in the future, they might give you some of it is a prospect, right? Or if someone does offer to give you money, we have to take it for your services. The truth of the matter is you will always make more money when you are more selective about your clients, not less. Hey, Annie, good to see you, sister. I will say it again because it's so important. You will make more money being more selective about your clients, not less. So many people think they have to, if they just take a bunch of crap from everybody, they'll make more money, especially everybody. And by the way, for those of you joining me, if you see, I've got a massive wound to my nose here. And by massive, I mean it's a little tiny scratch. This is what happens. My little guy just turned 5 and he loves to fight. And we were wrestling and I took one right to the face, blood coming down my nose. I went out to show my bride and she was very disappointed. I'd been hobbled by a 5-year-old. So consider yourself warned, kids, anyone out there with young people. All right. So we've got to get off of the anyone who has money and might give it to me is a prospect and I have to take anyone's money that offers it and get onto the I am going to be selective about who I work with. And even though it feels sometimes the opposite of what makes sense, we have new Canadian cleaning company says, hey, good to see you, man. Or gal, I don't know. It could be either. We are only looking for clients that are a good fit and they are a good fit. Cecilia says, glad it wasn't Nat, my bride. And maybe it was, maybe I'm just, you know, kind of using my son as a, you know, as a safety net, right? I'm embarrassed to admit my bride, beats me. But again, I'm a big dude. She's a little tiny girl. Trust me, if Nat had it in for me, girlfriend's been shooting, I'd be done. It'd be a lot worse than just, you know, a little thing on that nose here. All right. So we're only looking for clients if they are a match in three categories. One, if they're a core values match, right? And this will really obviously, and I'll tell you how, but obviously make your life better and happier and all that good stuff. But it'll actually make you more money. So for us, we are all about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. And if you're listening right now, and you're like, man, I like what this guy has to say, but having fun at work, that sounds stupid. Just tell me what to do. And making money, how dare you say you want to make money off of us? And be real, I don't want real, be professional. We're probably not a fit, right? Even if you have money, we're probably going to pass and go, hey, we're not a good fit for you. Take your money somewhere else. We're really going to work with people that are super fired up about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. You can do the exact same. So the people that will, and it's always the 80-20 rule, really 95-5 rule, which is 5% of your clients that aren't a core values match will inevitably bring 95% of your headache, right? And typically almost none of your profit. So they've got to be a core values match is number one. Number two, to have a pain that you are the best in the world at solving, right? At this point, we only have products for owners of service companies. I had a car dealership, I had a construction company. Obviously I had a cleaning company. There are lots of companies I'm super qualified to help and serve, but I don't think I'm the best in the world at serving them. So we don't, right? So we want to make sure that we not only are a core values match, but they have a pain that you are the best in the world at solving. Christy says, I'm extremely new to this, or I'm new to this, extremely excited to learn and grow for the team. So excited, Christy. I'm going to tell you guys all at the end about a live event that we're having. You get in for $100. We're going to go over all the stuff for 3 days. It's going to be amazing. So they got to be a core values match. They have to have pain that you're actually really, really great at solving. And number three, this is the key. They are willing to pay what it costs to solve that pain, right? I guess I should say willing and able. On the residential side, there are some people that can't afford what we do, which kind of leads me to the next thing, which is like, well, I should be dealing with that budget issue, you know, over and over again. Hey, Harjoan, good to see you. The reality is, even on the residentials, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, the commercial, we don't have to deal with budget because they all have money, which oftentimes they do, right? Most commercial places have the budget to clean their own daggum building. But with residential, it doesn't have to be. So a lot of times we kind of feel like, yeah, I just should expect. That's part of being getting clients for residential. I should just expect to deal with this budget objection day in, day out. The reality is you choose the prospects to a very large degree that come to you and who you respond to, right? If you're getting budget issues, you're either talking to the wrong people or you're making an offer that's not exciting to them, right? So perfect example, this broadcast that we do here, I'll tell you guys, aside from the event, which is like $100 or $300 for a VIP ticket, which we've never, never done, we're not cheap, right? If you want us to help you transform your business, it's thousands of dollars, not hundreds of dollars or a couple nickels. And we, no offense to everyone else, I feel like we're the best and we charge premium prices. So the people that come to us are kind of expecting to pay that, right? The way that we set up our marketing. Now, again, we get premium results, right? We don't just charge more for nothing, but we are in the business of transforming lives and it ain't cheap. That's all there is to it. So some subset of the people listening might go, oh, I don't want that. I want to pay $43 to get, you know, some life transforming thing. That's fine. They're just not going to be a fit for us. So the way that you attract your clients is on you, right? So if you're getting the wrong clients, you're probably doing the wrong thing, right? So like if I wanted to attract the wrong clients, this broadcast would be called How to Start a Cleaning Company on a Nickel Budget, right? That's going to attract wrong people, right? But when we talk about, hey, how to be a build a million-dollar company and get all the clients that you need, that doesn't do that, right? So it's really important that you understand that you choose the prospects that come to you and who you respond to based on how you attract them. And if you're getting a lot of budget issues, it's only one of two things. One, you attracted the wrong client, or two, you didn't give them an offer that they thought was a good deal, right? And they won't say, sometimes they won't think in their own head, that's not a good enough offer, I'm not gonna take it. They'll just think and say, I can't afford it, right? So more times than not, if you walk into someone's, it's, you know, no offense to people that live in mobile homes or, you know, a renter in a mobile home that's like working, you know, for minimum wage, often they can't afford it. You probably get the wrong prospect. But if you walk into a house that, you know, is a $400,000 or $500,000 house and they've got, you know, two working families, you know, you can kind of get an idea. If you walk into a place that they make regular amounts of money and they're saying they can't afford it, it's not that they can't afford it. It's the fact that you just haven't communicated what it is that you don't understand their pain. You haven't communicated your ability to solve it in a way that makes them go, yes, that's what I want. Jessica, one of our next level members, says it perfectly. People who pay Pay attention. So there's a little freebie, by the way, if you're like, well, should I be the bottom of the heap in terms of, you know, attracting the cheapo customers, or the top of the heap and get the most expensive? Again, we're biased because we charge a lot and we give the best service. We take folks that are top of the heap, and that's what I'd recommend. More margin, just like Jessica said, people who pay attention, they treat you better. The people in our program are amazing human beings. They respect the work that my team and I do. They work really hard because they paid a lot. They're just the best clients, right? So not only is there more margin for us to do amazing things and give them all the resources in the world, we just get better people. So I want to encourage you to understand the caliber of clients is directly related to the type of client attraction systems that you have in place. So I want to make sure that you're not just saying, I want any client. We want the best clients. And the best client shouldn't be talking about budget on a regular basis. And if you are getting it on a regular basis and they have money, it's because you're not doing a good job of helping them understand what their pain is and helping them understand that you can solve it, right? Or you've got some sort of belief issues where you don't think you can solve it, which is a whole different kettle of fish. All right. The other thing is we got to get off this, like, clients will spend only what they want to spend, right? The reality is, just like we kind of touched on, they're going to spend based on your understanding and their understanding of their pain and their belief in your ability to fix it. So if they don't really understand their pain, they don't believe you can solve it, and they don't believe their problem is really a big problem, they're not going to spend a bunch of, oh, we're getting all sorts of waves on Instagram. Well, hello. I don't know how to do the fancy virtual wave. I only know how to do the moving my hand in emotion wave. So hello to everybody giving me a wave. Same with a thumbs up. I don't know how to give you guys a thumbs up like you do virtually or heart. I can only do like hand motions. Okay, so the big things that we've covered so far, and we're going to kind of dive into exactly how to do this, is you've got to have a repeatable RDS system, repeatable, dependable, scalable system to grow. Just because someone has money or says they might give you money does not mean that they're a prospect. You should not be dealing with the budget objection regularly. If you do, it's something that you've done earlier in the process. It's not just because your people are broke. And we got to get out of clients who aren't going to spend what they're going to spend. They're going to spend based on the value that you bring. We've been talking to the next level in the Millionaire Mastermind. At my house, my wife would know all this stuff, but we spend $200-$300 a month on clean, probably $300-$400 a month on cleaners. We've got a landscape guy. He's $200-$300. We've got a pest control because my wife's all upset about that. We probably spend $600-$700 a month on home service people. Three different companies, right? If one company just said, hey, I'll come do it all at once, of course we'd pay that guy or that gal or that company all of it, right? And that's, we don't even have a pool or snow remover, all that stuff. There's so many options you can have. So you really, based on your understanding of what the client's pain is, you really have the opportunity to get them to spend whatever they want. Perfect example, Jessica just, I won't even get into it, but there's lots and lots of different ways to influence or change the amount of money that your people spend with you. All right. The next thing is a lot of people come in. This is something we got to kill if we're gonna be successful. They'll come in and say, they proudly say, I've built my entire business off a repeat referral, right? They're really proud about that. The problem is that's not anything to be proud of. That's not a good thing. You need multiple scalable, dependable, repeatable lead sources. If without that, you don't have a real business, right? If you only built your business based on repeat and referral folks, that's not really a business. That's you hustling all the time. And if someone's going to buy your business, they go, how do you get clients? You're like, well, I get out there and beat the streets. So we get a lot of repeat referrals. They're like, well, if I take over, I buy the business, how do I know I'll get repeat referrals? They don't. And how can you, if you want to double your business, how do you double it? Can you double it just on repeat referrals? Of course not, right? So there's nothing wrong with repeat referrals. There's only something wrong with thinking that repeat referrals are a great only lead source. That's where you're going to get kicked in the butt. Or any lead source is a great only lead source. Anytime you have just one, I mean, if you just had one client, you would know that things are really bad, right? You wouldn't be excited. But when we just have one lead source, somehow we think that that's okay. It's not. So you need multiple dependable, scalable, repeatable lead sources. And the repeat and referral absolutely should be a good lead source, right? By the way, if you dig the show, if we're giving you value, for crying out loud, turn a friend onto it, right? Have them subscribe, rate, and review. And if you do that, if you subscribe to the show or refer us, reach out to me on Instagram. Give me a direct message. Go, hey, Mike, I referred the show to somebody. I subscribed to you. I gave you a good review, and we'll get you a copy of my book for no charge. See, there you go. That's how that can look. Now, if that was my only way to grow this business, we'd be stuck, right? We wouldn't be able to serve the tens of thousands of people that we serve if it was just repeat and referral business. Even though I obviously like repeat and referral because I just told you guys to come back and listen again by subscribing and refer to other folks. All right, another thing that'll absolutely kill you if you're trying to get residential clients is this crazy belief of the less money I spend, the better I am. You know, I get to look at lots and lots of P&Ls from owners of cleaning companies, mostly bad. And typically I'll find their investment on advertising is 0 to like 1.5%. That's really, really low. And they go back to the bragging. I get all my customers by repeat and referral. The reality of the situation, I was just talking about this with the Millionaire Mastermind yesterday. The reality of the situation is whoever can spend the most to get a client wins every single time. I'll say it again. Whoever can spend the most, I think I heard this first from Dan Kennedy, and I don't think he's the first guy to say it. Hey, Eric Aguilar says he just started the book. Let me know how you like it, my friend. And if you dig it, feel free to give us a review on Amazon. Certainly appreciate the heck out of those. So I think I first heard it from Dan Kennedy, but the reality is that whoever can spend the most to get a client wins. We think, I only spend a couple $1,000, a couple $100 a month or a year on advertising. That's the best way to go. That's not the truth. It's not a system. That means you're out there hustling. And as soon as you stop hustling, you stop getting new clients. When you spend money, the money can keep getting you clients even when you stop. So we want to move from the less I spend on marketing or client attraction, the better, to whoever can spend the most to get a client wins. That's why we kind of started with getting off that clients only spend what they want to spend. Because if they're only going to spend a nickel, now you can only spend. Eric says, I need to stop reading and do something. Yes, 1,000 times. Yes. I don't know which of my books you're reading, but anyone out there reading any of my books at any point, absolutely. At some point, we've got to stop reading, and reading's great, and get into doing some daggum work. Great. Oh, it's Erica. It's Eric Aguilar. Okay, I can't tell if Eric, I can't tell. Anyway, all right. So the reality is we've got to make sure that we can increase the amount of money a client brings in, certainly when they on their first month with us of service. Because the more that we have them bring in by adding extra services, recurring, maybe they pay up front, whatever the case may be, the more we can spend to attract them. And remember, whoever can spend the most money to attract a client wins. And the best way to spend more money on attracting clients is make clients worth more. And the best way to do that is make sure that we don't think that everybody is a prospective client. So, and by the way, everyone that's on the Facebook Live, I'm sorry, my camera's like a little wonky, a little dark today. So my apologies. I don't know what to do. I'm not that techie, but sorry, I'm a little faded. I decided to stand up today as opposed to a sit down. So hopefully my energy is higher than normal. All right. Now that we've kind of got all these concepts and we're like, okay, good, I want to spend more money on marketing. But Mike, you don't understand. I've spent money on marketing before and I lost money, so I don't do anymore. That's a big problem. People think that they're like, oh, okay, I spent money on marketing once. I didn't make the money that I wasn't instantly a millionaire, so I just stopped marketing. The reality is, it would be nice. It would be great if every dollar we put into marketing came back with a friend, right? We made $1.10, $1.20, $2, $5, whatever. That would be phenomenal. I would love that. The reality is, you must test, right? I wish I could say that we figured all this stuff out. Like I said, we do two of these lives a week. And I'll tell you, some of them you guys really respond to and you're awesome and they're super effective. Some not. We do Jared, who's going to be on Thursday, if you guys want to come meet him, Thursday, 10 o'clock Pacific. He'll tell me, but he does dozens and dozens of copy and pictures and ads on Facebook to try and get you guys some sort of value somewhere. And some of the ones he does fail miserably and some just crush it. Some make lots of money and some don't. But without testing, we'll never know. So here's the way I want you to shift your thinking. Yes, it would be nice if every dollar we spent on marketing was profitable. That would be awesome. If I knew how to do that, I'd be a quadbillionaire, and that's all I do is teach everyone to do that. But that's not the case. The reality is you can get a positive return on your money investment, even if it doesn't make money, as long as you're tracking data. So if you spend money on average, so many people, and it drives me nuts. Iris Cleaning says, you never stop trying, keep trying until you find what's best and work for you. That's exactly right. So many people, whether it's employees or customers, try once and fail and they give up. So they'll go, I had an employee or I tried employees for a couple months and they lied or cheated or steal or they quit or they did whatever. I didn't like them and it didn't work. So now I just clean myself. And they'll spend 10 years cleaning themselves because they had a batch of four employees they couldn't figure out, right? Or on the marketing side, I gave HomeAdvisor, Yelp, Facebook, direct mail. Pick a thing, right? It doesn't matter. Excellent, $500, $1,000, and I didn't get a single customer. I only got one customer. I didn't get enough customer, whatever it was. So I just quit forever. And they just go back to kind of hoping, repeat and referral, right? And giving up on a repeatable, scalable, dependable system. Guess what? If you spent $50,000 over a year to get a system that could bring bring in $500,000 of revenue every year for the next 5 years, would that be a good investment? It absolutely would. But so many people just give up. They want that multi-million-dollar funnel that can grow million-dollar companies, but they don't want to invest any money, right? The reality is again, come to Thursday, we're going to talk about how to get commercial clients, but we'll probably talk more data on that one. The reality is you got to spend money that doesn't go the way that you want. Take that data, make a better ad, Maybe that doesn't work. Make a better ad. You kind of just get better and better and better. So yes, it would be ideal to make money off of every dollar we spend on marketing. I would love that. But the reality is, some of the only return you're going to get off your first dollars might just be data. And you've got to be okay with that. As long as you know what the data is and how to get it, you'll be fine. All right. The last thing that we've got to kill is to be successful is just this belief, like, I don't need a system. I'll just keep, because the problem is we fall for every dumb, and when I say we, me included, you know, the Google AdWords guy will be like, I'm the answer to everything. The money mailer guy, the home advisor guy, the, you know, all the stuff that we talk about, the email guy on sales copy, they're all like, give me the money and everything will be great. You'll be a billionaire. That's just not the truth. But the reality, so we try it and we get burned. The reality is we still need a system to scale a residential cleaning company. I mean, if you think about it, if you want to do $1 million a year, that's $83,000 a month. If you've got $250 a month for your average cleaning contract, that's like 300 people a month, right? You've got to have systems to get leads, to get them to ask for a bid, to convert into customers. If you just try and do it one by one, you're never going to be a $1 million cleaning company, right? So the reality is you have to have a system. If you try and just figure this out on your own, it's not going to work. The beautiful thing is once you do have a repeatable, scalable, dependable way to get clients, you can actually have the time and money freedom that you want. All right. I know that we covered a ton of things, just a little bit of time, because this is a big fat topic. If you would like us to really go deep into this, sign up for our live 3-day event. Like I said, it's $97. Usually we've never done this before open to the public. It's always been a small group for thousands of dollars. But we got COVID, we got whatever. I'm not going to travel. It's going to be virtual. It's going to be amazing. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Like I said, it's $100 daggum. It comes with a guarantee. If you actually want, perfect example, I forget who said it. Like, I gotta stop reading the book and do the work. If you want us to do the work together, over 3 days, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Spoiler alert, I think we're going to spend 50-60 grand, or we've already spent 50-60 grand on this event. Trust me, we ain't going to even break even on these tickets. This is something we want to do for you guys. And I'm guessing a bunch of you during this event at some point will be like, oh my God, I want to buy your crap. That'll be great. If that happens, we'll make money. But the event itself is really just to kick butt, give you guys massive value, and help you put together these systems and processes that we're talking about. Because it's hard to do in little 20-minute chunks, and we can't interact, right? At the event, I want to make sure that we have people up. We do coaching. It's going to be 3 days. We can really dive deep into all the stuff that we kind of do tip of the iceberg in our 20-minute deal. So, would love to have you guys there. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Can't wait to see you guys there. As much fun as we have here with the chat and everything, it's so much more fun when you're on Zoom and I can see you on video and we can actually interact and I can coach some of you guys live. We've actually rented a studio. Tracy, I know, is going to be there live. It's going to be a daggum party. So join us if you want. Can't wait to see you. growmycleaningcompany.com/event. I promise we'll dive into exactly how to get all the clients that you need in a much deeper level. We'll have time to actually do the exercises so you can actually do the work. And if you're not careful, we'll have a ton of fun. So sign up now. growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Can't wait to see you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.